you can also partake of his broken body and shed blood. If you come to Christ and take him, you can experience the joy of salvation in your heart the way all believers do. If you come to Christ and take him, you will be able to know what joy and peace is, because it's something different than it was before. If you come to Christ and take him, you will become an immediate evangelist without going to a school for degrees or papers. If you come to Christ and take him, you will become a vessel of glory in which he can fill every day of your life, everywhere you go. If you come to Christ and take him today, everyone in this church will know that you have been saved by the act of coming forward. If you come to Christ today, when you start on that job tomorrow, you will have a new song to sing, new words to speak, a new way to live. If you come to Christ today and take him, do you know what it says? It says that there is more joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 just persons. If you come to Christ today, he will become your Lord and Savior and give you a degree which enables you to enter into eternal salvation. If you come to Christ today, there is no judgment for you. If you come to Christ today, you are no longer a part of fallen humanity. If you come to Christ today, you will actualize in you that Jesus Christ has saved you. And I'm asking you, why won't you come to him? Why won't you come? You may never have a moment as unique as this. Yet I'm telling you that this moment will pass into eternity. This moment will cease to exist. It will pass into eternity and never be snatched again. This moment brings special sensitivity. Hallelujah. If you come to Christ today, now you see what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. The sermon isn't over. You have got to understand that Christ has died to save you. Let me end this up. His Holy Spirit has been impressing, and his Holy Spirit has been working. And I'm going to give more of you an opportunity to take him today, to take Jesus as Savior, to understand that he is Lord, that he is God. But you've got to do something. You've got to come to Christ and take him. You've got to take him at his word. You've got to trust in him. You've got to want him. You've got to desire him. Sister Frost, give us a word of song as the choir sings quietly. We're still in prayer as we give others an opportunity to come to Christ today. Will you say, I take you, Lord?